I'm Grinnell Scott, Fox News Radio, New York, and we are spending a few moments with country artist Cole Swindell, who has a new album coming out. It's called All of It, and you're awfully excited about this.
I am. I mean, you know, anytime you get to release new music, that's a big deal. And, you know, I remember moving to Nashville and not ever knowing if I'd get to release one album. And here I am on my third one in just 5 years. That didn't happen without a lot of support and a lot of people to thank. So.
How does a kid from Georgia just dive into this and get it going?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had the answer other than I just love what I do. I love music. I never found anything that I love, like lyrics and songs and the way. And I think, I know how much music's helped me through my life, all genres, but to be able to be on the other side of that now and write songs. That's why I moved to town, was to make other people feel the way I did when I listened to music. Hopefully, you know, my songs touch them the way other songs have helped me through.
One of the things you tweeted a little while back, mm-hmm. As this was sort of coming to fruition, and you tweeted, "I've put everything into this album." Mm-hmm. Talk about the work that goes behind it. Because a lot of people don't see it. They see the finished product. A lot of people don't see what kind of work goes into this.
Right. And it's countless hours of just, you know, first you got to find the songs. And, you know, I'm a songwriter first, so I love to write my own songs. But having some success, you know, we've got some great songwriters in Nashville that, you know, are sending me some of their best songs now. So here I am on third album, getting songs that I may not have got my hands on the second album, first album. So I just think that, you know, the time, and it's not just me. There's a lot of people that work on this album. My producer, Michael Carter, he's out on the road. He's Luke Bryan's band leader. He's a big guitar guy, so he's amazing at what he does, spends a lot of time. And so a lot of people put everything into this album, and I think it's the best one so far, whether, you know, the songs I wrote, songs I recorded. So
Break Up in the End is the first single. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Yeah, you know, that's the lead off single from the album, and it's just one of those that, you know, it hits you right in the heart. I think anybody that can relate, you know, I certainly can, and that's why I recorded this song. As I remember the first time I heard it, it just crushed me, you know, in a good way. And as much as it's a breakup song, I think it's a love story, you know, any kind of love that you'd go back and do everything over again, no matter how it ends, is pretty powerful message. And, you know, it's crazy getting stories from people that are going through breakups that this song's helping them, and also people that are, hey, still married and saying, you know, even if something happens someday, I would never regret this. I'd go back and do it over and over again, even though, you know, we break up in the end. So it's you can take songs different ways, and I think, you know, this one's connecting with my fans.
When you talk about singles, and you've heard this, I know you've heard it, about the first 7 singles going to number one. And I don't want to be the one that jinxes any of this. But how do you feel about that? I mean, what do you feel like you're on a run here? I mean, how does that work in your mind?
It's, you know, like I said, I mean, it's hard to believe when you put a song out, you get a record deal, you just want that first song to do well. And for, you know, your very first single to top the charts, that was a huge deal. You know, and then the next 6, that's... I know that a start of a career doesn't normally happen like that. So I've been around Nashville enough to know that, man, I'm very, very fortunate, and this is a crazy ride we're on, and I'm going to enjoy it, you know, as long as it lasts. It is pressure, though, after, you know, 7 number one songs. This is my album. I got to follow up that stuff, and I think we've got the songs to do that.
You talked about putting the album together, writing the songs, and you are a songwriter. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the things you're most proud of. Mm-hmm. Is there one part or one phase do you enjoy better than another? I know you love performing, but how close to your heart is songwriting?
Man, you know, it's that's how I got my start. When I moved to Nashville, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted, you know, ultimately to get a record deal someday, but I wanted to write songs. I wanted to make other people, like I said earlier, feel, you know, the way I did when I heard music. So, you know, this album is, you know, I wrote about half of it. And then there's also, like I said, I recorded songs that I wish I would have written. So to me, you know, just the recording process, knowing that these songs have hit me the way they have, hopefully other people can relate. But I love being on stage. It's almost, it's two different worlds, but I love both of them. You know, I fell in love with being on stage first in college before I started writing songs. Then I fell in love with the songwriting aspect of it. Then it just all came together at the right time. And here we are.
When you write songs for yourself, for other people, is there a different process there?
You know, not really. Back in the day when, you know, when I was writing songs for everybody else, you may see who's recording in the next couple weeks or the month and try to, you know, write something in that direction maybe they would like. But sometimes that kind of, you know, you're not getting the best song doing that. I think just you got to write the best song you can, whoever that relates to, you know, let them record that. And yeah, so I think going in the room, just let's write the best song we can, and hopefully somebody's going to dig it.
When you talk about being on stage, the energy you get when you stand out on that stage and you see all those people out there in front of you, that's not something a lot of us can identify with. What are you feeling? What is coming into your body when the people give you that feedback?
I wish I could put it into words, because I'd give anything for everybody in the world to feel the way I do when I'm up there on that stage. And it's my escape. That's where I feel the most comfortable. You know, it's my show up there. It's my turn to make sure they have a good time. And, you know, just when you're out there, you're hearing people sing songs that mean the world to you back, and it means the world to them, you know. So that's it's the coolest feeling in the world, just getting to stop and let the fans sing, you know, a song that you wrote. That's the, you know, that's the best feeling in the world for a guy like me. So
when folks recognize you on the street, you know, walking down and say, hey, you're Cole Swindell. Yeah. I mean, do you hope to engage them, trying to find out what they're thinking? And does that help you as you go on as a performer, sort of giving the people what they want?
100%. I'm so glad you asked that. You know, I love taking pictures, meeting people. I mean, I grew up a fan, so I know exactly what it's like to be a fan of somebody's music. And I always said, if I ever make it, I'm going to take care of everybody, because I wouldn't be able to do it without them. So, yeah, being here in New York, it's crazy getting recognized in the big city like this.
I was having a couple
of times, not a whole lot. I can walk around pretty comfortable. Nobody really messes with you. But, yeah, I met some folks yesterday. They came up and heard I was playing playing in town, and so they're nice people. I just love getting to meet people and letting them know. That's my main thing, is to let them, hey, I'm just like you. I'm just a Georgia boy that I get to do what I love. But if my music helps you, if it has touched you at some point, then I want to meet you and I want to talk to you.
Yeah, and you talk about being here in New York, and I've talked to other country artists, and I say, you know, a lot of people don't see New York as a country music town, but there are a lot of country music fans here, and I'm sure you're surprised, like you said, when you see someone you're walking around in Times Square and say, hey, I know you.
Yes, it's so crazy. I'm so far from home, but that's one of the things I love about getting to travel the country, is that there's country music fans everywhere. I mean, I remember years ago, I got to open up a show for Luke Bryan at Madison Square Garden. You know, I watch basketball games there. I never dreamed I'd be playing music there, you know. And it's just a special city. This is it's where we've been for every album release. It's a big deal to be here, to be sitting here with you. Just everything we've got planned this week is all for a reason, and we've got a new album, and yeah, glad to be here in New York. And hey, if you run into me on the street, say hey.
And there is that progression, and you talked about it there just now, when you're opening up for an artist and you're getting your foothold and everything, and then now all of a sudden you're headlining these shows. I mean, there's a huge difference in preparation and emotion and all of that.
Big time. And that's, you know, that's, I'm so fortunate to have been on big tours, you know, these artists that believed in me and my band to take us out. And now, you know, on the other side of that, I get to be on my own tour, take other people that I believe in out. And it's just, I feel like, you know, country music, it's a family. That's, you know, you take care of everybody. And, you know, I've been taken care of. I'm going to take care of other people. And that's, like I said, the headlining thing is a different, the pressure's on you. You know, used to, I'd be up there 30, 45 minutes just getting the crowd warmed up for the main act. And now my name's on the ticket.
Now you are the main act.
And that's what you dream of. You know, you dream of that, and then you wake up one day and here it is. This is it. This is what you've been wanting, you know. And it's just exciting for me to be able to take people out on tour. I just know how much, you know, me being on other people's tours, you know, started my career off on the right track. And now to be able to take people with me, it's just it's so cool.
So all of it is this album.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want people in totality when they listen to this album to pull from it?
Anything? Oh, absolutely. I think the title of the album says it all. I want them to feel all of it, everything. I mean, this is 12 of the best songs I think I've ever recorded, and that's why we picked the title All of It, because I think it represents the whole album. You know, all 12 songs. I think it's a lot of emotions in life. And, you know, I think this is, when I make an album, I want to put you on a roller coaster and take you through all of them. And like going back to what I said, just because people out there need to hear that. They know, you know, I want them to know I'm just like them. I go through, yeah, I get to stand on stage in the spotlight every now and then, but you know, off the stage, I go through tough things just like anybody else. And the fact I get to share that with people through my music, you know, that's why I fell in love with music, knowing that, hey, I'm not alone in feeling like this. Somebody else, whoever's singing this, they feel the same way. And I think, so coming up as a fan now, being on the other side of it, it's just, man, it's music's powerful, and I'm just glad to be part of it.
We need a lot of that nowadays. Yeah, I mean, the world we live in, we see a lot of bad things going on.
Absolutely.
And not to dwell too much on that, but there is that escape that music does bring.
And that's, you know, that's what I'm thinking about that. You asked earlier, you know, what are you thinking on stage? That's what I'm thinking about. These people have worked all week. You know, they spent their hard-earned money to come out to have a good time, and that's a place that is an escape where whatever they're going through, you know, it's my chance to take that off of them and let connect with them and let them know, you know, if you're a fan of my music, I'm a fan of you. This is, you know, it's a family, I feel like, out there. So my fans mean the world to me, and they're the reason I have a career. Without them, I'd just be singing songs and nobody would care. So it's amazing.
And I do. Of course, we're on the radio and no one can see what you're wearing. You're wearing a shirt that says Detroit on it. And of course, we're in a moment now where we're reflecting on the passing of a legend, Aretha Franklin. And
just heard about that.
Yeah. Talk to me. I mean, I know country is where you are, but music is music.
Oh, music is music. And that's how I feel. You know, that's the thing about music. Listen to what you love. And I mean, everybody listened to Aretha Franklin. I mean, come on. She is queen. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, nobody's got soul like her. And no matter what kind of music you listen to, you respect. And I mean that, yeah, Aretha Franklin, everything she's done. And I, you know, just seeing the news clips of you know, it's sad anytime you lose somebody that's been that big of a part of, you know, music, which I'm a part of now. So I just hope at some point, you know, I can say that my music touched other people the way, you know, hers did. She'll never be forgotten. And that's the great thing about music. Even when we're gone, those songs are still going to be here. And I think that's what we leave behind.
I can't think of a better way to end it than that. Cole Swindell, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And you've been listening to A Few Moments with Cole Swindell. And I'm Grinnell Scott. This is Fox News Radio.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen to Fox News Podcast shows ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or follow wherever you get your podcasts.